Beyond the Horizon presents the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard. In every episode, two Guards members sit down for a straightforward conversation, breaking down one fundamental, how it applies, and why it matters. These are the principles that drive our culture, sharpen our readiness, and keep us mission-focused. Let's get into it. All right, so do you mind going ahead and introducing yourselves?
I am Lieutenant Colonel Brittany Hensley. I am the commander of the 126th Intelligence Squadron.
And I am Staff Sergeant Gracie Wog. I am a DSG with the 126th Intelligence Squadron.
So our fundamental is be a champion, win the day. Winning matters. We are in a no-fail profession. We work to the full limits of our authority to ensure the mission is completed. We will never quit, accept failure or substandard result. We will assume there is always a path to mission accomplishment, find it, and execute. I have the fortunate opportunity to lead the 126th Intelligence Squadron, and upon taking command, I thought back to my days as an athlete, and being a champion always set me up for success in life, in sports, and really just as a human. So being a champion of not just yourself or others, but just of a cause. And so when you go back to Merriam-Webster's dictionary and how they define champion, there's four kind of options. It's a winner or first place in competition. It's a militant advocate or defender, a warrior or fighter, one that does battle for another's rights or honor. That made me think about why I joined and why I chose to serve in the Ohio Air National Guard. And it was a call to duty upon the tragic events of 9/11. And when thinking back of that, I raised my right hand just like all of us have done to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Ohio. And to champion that, you have to champion others. You have to want what's best for the citizens of the United States. And we have to uphold and champion the values and traditions that we hold so dear in the United States. I brought that into our squadron. And ironically, our chief had kind of did it in another way. So our senior enlisted leader, Chief Tyler Kempf, and his kind of message was, you have one chance. And so, Gracie, I know that this really holds dear to your heart and how it's helped you be successful in our squadron and in the Ohio Air National Guard as a drill status guardsman.
Yes, so when I first heard Chief talk about the one chance little philosophy that he had, it really reminded me of something I think of myself every day, which is I have one chance at today. What all can I accomplish today? What's on my to-do list? How can I put my best effort into everything I need to get done today? And how is that going to help me prepare for tomorrow?
And that's why at the 126, we always say that we have one chance to be a champion.
So what does winning matters mean, for us and the Ohio National Guard?
Winning the day or winning in the Ohio Air National Guard to me means that we are the most prepared force in order to deter our adversaries from wanting to challenge the values and our rights here in America, which is why back to the Constitution, that's our job in uniform. And I think the Ohio National Guard plays a significant role in ensuring that. In order to do that, you not only have to champion your people to execute your mission, you want to champion them to be their best selves, but we also want to champion them to be that deterrence that is necessary for our safety and homeland defense.
Yeah, so just to add on to that, winning big picture-wise is definitely remaining the greatest force in protecting the nation. And then that scales down to the people and being the best supervisor, the best leader for your peers, so we can all work together easily to accomplish our common goal.
Now, why is the Guard called no-fail profession?
I would say that we are a no-fail profession because without the United States Air Force and really just the United States military, our safety of our citizens is going to be challenged by our adversaries. So no fail means that our mission is to protect and defend the Constitution, which is the founding principles that we stand on in the United States of America. And if so, our job is to defend that. If we're failing, then we're not defending our citizens. We're not defending our airmen. We're not defending our family and friends.
And I think more specifically being in the intel field, we might have a greater insight into those threats to us. So it really makes us think about me, at least my family, my siblings. When I go home every day, I'm thinking that's why I do this.
So in the description of the fundamental, there's an example that in 1776, George Washington, who is obviously a true champion in American military history, really exemplified this idea of being a champion and winning the day despite early defeats. You know, his resolution and resolve and strategic decisions were crucial in maintaining morale for the Continental Army. So is there any kind of example that you have where, you know, there are setbacks, but you can still be a champion and win the day?
Absolutely. So with him, I think that really hits home to us in the 126. You know, we have unfortunately have been in a state of very uncertainty with our mission for the past 5 years. We've been in a political decision waiting to be made type of situation. And so that brings a lot of uncertainty to an organization. So upon taking command, I established the mission, vision, and priorities for the 126, and that's something that every commander does upon taking command within 90 days. And I set it to be that to aim to be champions, ironically. A was for airmen. We're a people-first-focused organization. If our people are not taken care of, our people don't have the tools, and our people don't feel valued and respected, they're not going to accomplish the mission. And so they're back to that failure. We're going to fail the mission. I was for intentional development. If we invest in them, they're going to invest in us. M was for mission growth. So back to that roller coaster I was speaking of. We've been on a roller coaster of mission growth. So I made it our squadron's goal to grow our mission. And even though there were things out of our control, we were going to build our tradecraft. We were going to build our tool set. And we were going to give our airmen that multi-capable capability to go out and execute a mission to ensure that we are defending the Constitution and we are doing our intelligence professional to support the warfighter.
Mm-hmm. And as DSGs, we've really had to have a resilient mindset, even though there could be uncertainty at times about, you know, what direction our squadron's going to go. We know that when that call comes that says this is what you're doing, this is what your mission's going to be, that as long as we kept training intentionally, that we would be ready for anything.
What exactly does it mean to, you know, be a champion?
So aim to be champions for us. It goes back to kind of the M part of it, which was our mission statement. So we were a squadron to organize, train, and equip to do space intelligence. But really, it's that vision statement. And that vision statement was actually developed by the airmen of the 126. It wasn't developed by myself. And that vision was that they were going to be the unit that warfighters and the intelligence community depend on for world-class space professionals, where excellence is a standard and airmen are supported like family. So when I was developing what were my priorities, given that my airmen had invested in developing the vision of our organization, that's what it meant to be aimed to be champions. If we're aiming to do all that and we are championing everyone, then they will feel they're part of a family. We will be the who they call to support the warfighter. So to me, that's us winning the day.
Yeah, I definitely feel that in the 126 that we are a family and we all support each other, that I don't really see throughout the whole building necessarily the way that we do. So it's definitely uplifting, and it just feels like that we're supported and everything.
How do you yourself, you know, in your day-to-day life win the day?
To me, that's really starting my day on a high note, making sure I wake up, I'm prepared, I look professional when I come into drill, I have all my ducks in a row with things like IMR, fitness, CBTs, things like that, just little things that keep me ready for big picture. When that call comes, we will be prepared to further win the day, win the big picture idea of defeating China in a great power competition.
And to me, along with that, I think for when I wake up every day, I want to be the best version of myself, and I want to be someone that my kids, my airmen, and everyone I come in contact with aspires to be, or to at least continue that legacy. You know, I want to be the best version of myself. And to me, I think back to the word grit, and you either have it or you don't. And I think in everything you do, if you have that ability to grind through something and just have that grit and the determination and drive to be better, not just for yourself, but for something bigger, like the Ohio National Guard and the United States Air Force, and the fortunate opportunity to lead airmen. If I'm championing them every day, then I'm winning that day, but I'm also being the best version of myself for my children to aspire to be.
And how do you help other people win the day and be a champion?
I would say that for me, I just give them the space to be the best version of themselves and the version of themselves they feel comfortable being. I think it's important that we understand each person as an individual, and part of that is all through connection. If I'm not connected with my airmen and I don't understand what drives them, what motivates them, what makes them want to sacrifice what we do as individuals and airmen in uniform, then are they really going to go win the day that day? I'm not sure that would happen if you don't give them the space to do that. Now, accolades always come with that, and I would say our organization and the culture is what brings that. You know, it's not just me ensuring that we are keeping up with awards or offering 59-minute rules. I think it goes back to culture, and the culture that we strive to have in the 126 is one where everyone feels they're treated with dignity and respect, and they have the space to be the champion of whatever they're trying to be a champion at in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I think when you talked about how do I make sure others are winning and others are champions, to me, leading by example comes to mind. I was always taught, you know, with sports as well, you know, people are always watching you, the little young girls are always looking up to you. So making sure that I have it in that back of my mind that, okay, my airmen are watching what I'm doing. They're kind of picking up on, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is how I'm supposed to act. And just making sure that I'm checking in with them, and even just giving people little compliments here and there, just checking in, can improve their day and uplift them to feel like, okay, yeah, I can take on today and I can do this.
So what role do the core values for airmen play in being a champion?
You know, a militant advocate or defender, like when you go back to Merriam's dictionary definition, you're a militant advocate or defender. And to me, defending the core values, upholding those core values, that's being a champion.
You know, being your best self, your best supervisor, leader to others, is what makes us fully champions all together as a unit, and that if we don't have our people first, then nothing will get done. So we can't accomplish our bigger mission or bigger goal.
And that's why we're aiming to be champions with people first.
You've been listening to Beyond the Horizon, the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard, produced by the 178th Wing Air National Guard Base in Springfield, Ohio.